this weekend, you can see some of the examples of what they're making soapbox racers out of at the Cool Dads Rock Soapbox Derby Festival. That's happening at the historic Fourth Ward Park, and that's going to be a great family outing. It's something that, you know, I remember making one myself way back when. The only rule is that these have to be human-powered. They can't be powered by electrical or, you know, gas engines or anything
no
like
diesel.
That. That's right. It's all human-powered vehicles. So they can be anything you like. I mean, the only limit is your imagination.
And judging takes place in different areas in addition to ages as well. Speed, creativity, and even fan favorites, I believe.
That's right. And in addition to the soapbox race, of course, there's going to be lots of other things going on because it is a festival. So they'll have food trucks out there. They're going to have music, live entertainment. The Cool Dads Rock Soapbox Derby Festival is happening Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. at the historic Fourth Ward Park.
In 2011, after 6 years on Saturday Night Live and many supporting film parts, Kristen Wiig had her first starring role in Bridesmaids, a romantic comedy that she co-wrote.
Yeah, and you can see that this weekend at the Strand Summer Movie Series, which is happening at the Earl Smith Strand Theater there on the Marietta Square. This is definitely an adult's night out. This is not a movie for kids. If you haven't seen it, it can get pretty raunchy, but it is also absolutely hilarious. And I think it'll be great with an audience. This is the kind of movie that you want to see with people. It's not one of those sit in the dark alone kind of movies.
In your den at home.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely not. It's very much an audience participation kind of thing.
Now, Shane, another screening could not be more perfectly timed after last month's Sharknado.
Yes, that's right. That's right. The original Sharknado, I believe. Jaws from the 70s, Steven Spielberg movie. It's always entertaining and thrilling. It's like in the suspense and the edge of your seat thing.
And the John Williams score.
Exactly. It's like that particular sound when the shark's coming. It's like everybody knows that. So if you haven't seen this movie, this is a great opportunity to see it on a big screen because that's not something you get to see very often is a movie from that far back. So, yeah, it's a great weekend of movies there at the Earl Smith Strand Theater. And Bridesmaids is going to be showing at 8 o'clock on Friday night. And then 8 o'clock Saturday night is Jaws. And those tickets are just $8 to $9.
Shane, what else do you have for us this week?
Well, there's a young singer-songwriter named Wesley Cook. He's going to be performing at Smith's Old Bar this weekend on Saturday night. And this is a CD release show for his third CD called Heavy. And it's dedicated to his brother who committed suicide last year. So, you know, it sounds like it's a real downer, but it really isn't. That's the great thing about Wesley Cook's music. It's got this sort of uplifting quality about it. And he'll be performing a lot of the songs from the new album in addition to some of his earlier work. He has that really sweet voice, and he writes these really romantic love songs. In particular, on the new album, he's already released the first single. It's called It's You. And he talks about in his bio how it was inspired by just a moment that he witnessed at the airport. Where these two people passed each other and looked back at each other at different times and didn't realize that they were checking each other out.
They each missed it.
Yeah, huh. And he thought about, you know, how that was sort of a missed moment. You know, these people could have been soulmates. And he has many other really good songs as well, and he'll be performing them this weekend, Saturday night. And you can probably pick up one of the CDs there as well. But the performance is only $10, so it's a pretty good deal as well.
Shane Harrison, thank you for another week's worth of budget-friendly events, and we look forward to your visit next Thursday.
I look forward to it, too.
For more information about anything we've discussed over the past few minutes, head to our website. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.